The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2025, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Once again, we apologize for the late start, but it's labor. It's labor season. It's Labor Day on Friday, so we're talking labor. I could appreciate the need to extend the conversation with Obi Ferguson and the other guests in the studio, because I talk in a bit of labor today as well. Mind you, I've got lots of stories on deck. Since y'all were talking to Obi Ferguson this morning, maybe we get into this article from the 28th of May, TUC chief denies KC reward for labor PAC. Carl, I see you on the line. Give me a few minutes just to open the show. We may get into TUC chief denies KC reward for labor PAC. It's a PACT, P-A-C-T, Nassau Tribune, 28th of May, 2025. It's a great read if you want to brush up on some of the issues surrounding the TUC's removing themselves from the Labor Day parade. You all have heard the news, or maybe you've heard the news but not seen the flyer. Maybe some of you have seen the flyer and not heard the news. But Bahamas Union of Teachers President Belinda Wilson is demanding that her photo be removed from a PLP Labor Day flyer as she did not give the governing party permission to use her image. Wilson can be seen at the top of the promotional flyer in a yellow dress. Wilson stressed that Labor Day is for workers. It's an unfortunate affair, right? Because it should be obvious to the casual observer that the dress that Ms. Wilson was wearing was a cultural, costume, part of a cultural performance. Ms. Wilson indicated that it was something she participated in for the 50th Golden Jubilee. And since the PLP has not felt it fit to tell us how much it costs, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because what you're showing me is for you, you just keep reaping the returns from the Golden Jubilee. Hey, y'all just take advantage of it and benefit from it any way you can. Elkin 360 and Ilcha McPhee. See, because Ilcha McPhee won the competition, you know. But the competition was so poorly constructed and operated that the government just decided, what's the phrase y'all like to use? To hell with it. And we could just make Elkin the champion. To the point where we take the lyrics from his song and read it at the gala, eh? The Prime Minister reading his speech. Oh, the way that we take advantage of people. I guess that's what Bob Marley meant when he used the term pimper's paradise. I think it's a pirate's paradise here in the Bahamas. Maybe Jamaica's the pimper's paradise. It's a pirate's paradise. Anyway, so lots of articles. Here's the question for the day. Is the PLP occupying too much space on Labor Day and in the Sir Randall Fox Labor Day Parade? Don't forget what the parade name is. Is it inappropriate? Now, the first question, that's the question. I throw in some extra questions because I was a teacher for 3 months and it's never left me. Is it appropriate to celebrate the Prime Minister's birthday on Labor Day after the Sir Randall Fox Labor Day Parade? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to have a Sir Randall Fox party? A Sir Randall Fox celebration after the Sir Randall Fox Labor Day Parade? So the question is the PLP occupying too much space on Labor Day and the Sir Randall Fox Labor Day Parade? Now, here's some stories I prepared from last night. Bahamian launching peer-to-peer vehicle rental apps. Liquor stores, no challenge with revised license regime. Government budgets, $2.5 million for election expenses. an org, not enough money allocated for Freedom of Information Act and other key offices. And then when I picked up today's papers, Mitchell pushes back against criticism of FOIA budget. BPL preparing for summer season, officials say, or official says. Other headlines, Monroe defends police over crime reporting. Well, while I was waiting for the show to start, I went to the Royal Bahamas Police Force website on my cell phone. It seems like the website is not optimized for cellular use, right? It's not optimized for cellular use. Just the way that the crime reports are laid out on that page suggests to me that those responsible are not concerned with issues like accessibility. How easy is it to find information? Let's go to the phone line quickly, producer, because I still have one more topic to throw on the table. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss May. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. And you, yeah, I don't think that the PLP wrong for celebrating the PM birthday on Labor Day.
Okay.
It ain't his fault, his birthday for the Labor Day. Yeah. Now, all the extra stuff what they're doing, I ain't too much into that, but...
Hold on. The Prime Minister's birthday actually falls on Labor Day?
The day after. Where did it fall? The day
after. Apparently, somebody telling me it's the day after.
Is the day after?
Yeah, wouldn't that have been appropriate to celebrate it on the day after?
Oh, boy, I tell you.
I'd have had something to do on Friday. I'd have had something to do on Saturday. We like things to do.
Yeah, probably you want a two-day event. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
A two-day event on a four-day weekend. That's loose as a gooset.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But like I said, but all the other extra stuff now, boy, something wrong with that now. Launching the campaign. Mm-hmm. I know about all that. But yeah, you can celebrate. Ain't nothing wrong with celebrate. The man, he old enough. And he's a PM. Let him have a two-day event.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know, when the campaign is over, MP has been voted in, their campaign office typically turns into their constituency office, right? Mm-hmm. And what's supposed to happen is the color's supposed to change. They're supposed to go to a neutral color, right?
You think we overthinking this and looking too much into this?
What part are we overthinking?
I mean the optics of it don't look good. I'm gonna lie to you.
Okay, so what if the optics are intentional? See, if it was inadvertent, I would say, maybe we overthinking it. But what if this is orchestrated? What if it was planned? What if it's intentional? Should we be concerned then?
Yeah, but what if your mommy had a different tool? She'd be in your daddy.
Look, yeah, I tell a joke, but I ain't gonna tell it because people still married and I just call them uncle. The point is, right? That's our job, to consider what if. That's the job, right? And in the same way, we look to our children and tell them, no, that's my job to consider the what if. What if the car break down? What if somebody puts something in your drink? What if the bartender is the one putting the things in your drink, right? Somebody is supposed to do the job of saying the what if. And what happens...
I personally think at some degree we might be looking too much. It might not be intentional. We just might be just overthinking and overlooking into the situation.
I mean, hold on.
The optics of it don't look too good now.
People tell us they're launching their campaign on Labor Day.
Dumb.
They have a committee. They had a whole committee to plan it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
They raised thousands of dollars to pay a prize to the constituency that brings out the most people.
Okay, probably we just might not be overlooking this then. I guess the optics is what it is.
And so I want to say this. The question that you put on the table is also a critical question, right? But that's our job. Our job is, well, when those we pay to do the job don't do it, then the job falls on us to do it.
Poor thing, but I still think to some degree we might actually be overthinking and overlooking it to some degree.
Are you going
to... let me tell you something. You realize Labor Day, every Labor Day is actually politicized by everybody?
It shouldn't be. Yeah, and it shouldn't be. And for a number of years, I've been critiquing the whole mess. What makes
this Labor Day, right? That the PLA, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't have no horse to race.
Okay.
Let's just put that out there.
So let me put the same thing out there. I critique all the parties. This is not a PLP specific or a partisan critique. This is
you beat everybody now.
Right.
You hit everyone with the belt.
It's a political critique. A critique I made last year, a critique I made the year before. But I want to tell you this before I let you go, and I may infuriate you when I say this, but...
I hardly don't die from Fox. I hardly don't you infuriate me.
Remember the tragedy when the union member was killed in an accident? And we know that it was not intentional. We know that. But we do know that there was a degree of recklessness and negligence involved, right? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
If it were me, y'all are lucky y'all could have a Labor Day parade.
Oh, yeah, I'm out of
I want you to understand.
I am obsessed with you.
Y'all need to understand that that matter was not addressed appropriately at the national level. The people in the union space acted like it was theirs and theirs alone to deal with, to determine what was the appropriate way to deal with it. Now, we know that it was a difficult matter, right? But if I was PM, y'all be lucky if you have a labor parade at all, because y'all too loose as a goose with it. Nobody wants to do the hard work of critical interrogation and answering the what-ifs. But see, I differenter.
Point taken.
Yes, sir.
All right, but I still think to some degree we might be overlooking it and overthinking this.
I got you.
Because every Labor Day is being politicized, to be quite honest with you. So we can't really just specifically beat the PLP on this one or now. You have to beat all parties on that.
I agree. And it can get even a little more sticky. It is the lack of attention that has created the environment in which the TUC has decided to pull out of the parade. Let's go to the next caller, producer, that's decided to pull out of the parade. You tell me it's always been politicized? Well, that makes sense to me, because the MOU seems to be nothing but political trickery. Babe, on the surface. But maybe I'm overthinking it, you know? Good morning, caller.
Good day, Ms. Green.
Good day, sir.
And good day to the nation. Ms. Green, this is Bradley Kemp, National Vice Chair for Logistics of the Progressive Liberal Party and the Chairman for Labor Day.
Morning, sir.
Morning. Now, let me apologize to Ms. Belinda Wilson for using her image on the flyer.
Yes, sir.
It was a total overlook on my behalf because I don't know Ms. Wilson like that. And as you can see, because the photo was taken from a moving image, it's kind of blurry. So, you know, we did not recognize that it was her in the first place. Okay. I did proof the flyer, but I don't know Ms. Wilson like that. Okay. So I want to take full responsibility for that.
Yes,
and
sir.
I want to apologize to Ms. Wilson for any harm that may have been done by her being on that flyer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, all right. The supporters of the Progressive Liberal Party that take part in the Labor Day parade are workers in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They're workers in this nation, and they're entitled, okay, to be on a Labor Day parade. They're entitled to march with just like the FNM and the COIs or anybody who are laborers in this country who wish to march with any political organization. They are entitled, firstly, they're Bahamian citizens. Secondly, they're workers in the country. Okay. And then thirdly, they decide to support the organization of their choice to march with. So that is in their rights and everything. So I think we're making a bit much out of the Labor Day parade and setting, especially considering that that the PLP has been a part of labor and has marched with labor from the conception. Okay, we've done it all of these years. Now, because it's the Right Honorable Prime Minister's birthday and he wished to celebrate his birthday and do a launch at the same time, okay, on a Labor Day, I don't see why is there such a big fuss about it.
Okay,
Can I offer, Mr. Kemp?
Here's what the issue is. The Prime Minister is celebrating his birthday. That's an if he's going to do it publicly, that becomes a national celebration. He's not, he's no longer the leader of the PLP, right? He's no longer just the MP for Cat Island. He's the prime minister. It rises to a national import, right? So then to launch the PLP's political campaign and the candidates at the same time, it's like you are mixing what should be a national celebration with a party, a political party exercise. And that's where the conflict arises, right?
Okay. Yeah. Ms. Green, the Progressive Liberal Party taking part in the Labor Day March is one thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The launch, okay, and the birthday party is another thing, mm-hmm. okay? Now, it all just happened to happen on Labor Day. All right, which, again, I don't see what is the difficulty. I don't see what is the issue or the problem with us doing things the way we're doing it.
Because it's the Sir Randall Fox Labor Day Parade. All the attention should be on activities heralding the import or the contributions of Sir Randall Fox to the nation and to the labor movement.
And it is. And secondly, Ms. Grant, let me please address something that I heard you made a statement of on the airways.
Yes, sir.
It is completely and totally false. And that is the fact that we have raised thousands and thousands of dollars to give prizes to the branches that brings the most people and stuff of that nature. That does not go like that.
So what's
that
the prize?
That is something.
What is the prize?
That is something that was done solely by me. It was funded by me, and it was done so as a donation from my behalf to the branch.
You donated money to the PLP?
That was done by me.
You're saying that you donated?
It has nothing to do with the Prime Minister, or it has nothing to do with the Progressive Liberal Party or anything like that. Me being the chairman over Labor Day Parade,
sir.
I wanted to give the branch some incentive in order to get them to work, you know, to help build their branches and stuff of that nature. So I purchased a trophy, giving them a running trophy, which we will continue with that every year. The branch that fills the most and, you know, get the most people involved, okay, will get to use that trophy as their winning prize, and we just simply pay the branch dues. Okay, there's three prizes.
Hold on. I was trying to allow you to speak without stopping you because I enjoy what you're saying. But how much money have you donated to the party again? I just wanted to get that on record. That's a dollar amount.
I think that's a personal and private thing.
I'm always donating.
Sir?
You just announced it just
not
now.
Not a broad historic record, but for this particular event.
This is a small thing, man. Just mention how much you donated.
For this particular event, the branch that brings the most persons get the floating trophy, number one, and they get $1,150 dues paid, which, you know, I personally paid myself.
Oh, Jim.
Okay. The second prize is $650 towards their dues, which the dues is $1,150 every year. But the second prize is $650, and the third prize is $350.
So it's $2,000 you donated.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the next thing.
Hold on, pause. You know, two is couple, right?
Thousands,
like two is plural, right? So when I say thousands of dollars, like two could fit in there.
Yeah.
No, but that was not funding that was raised. You said that the PLP is raising.
Let me read.
Funding.
Hold on. Let me read from the article. PLP preparing to launch campaign on Labor Day. This is what I read from the article. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Quote: the grounds are going to be completely set up. Every constituency is going to have a 20x20 tent out there. He said. Quote, the branch that brings the most people out there will have a floating trophy, along with $1,150.
Not the branch that bring the most people out to Clifford Park. The most people on the Labor Day Parade.
But the point that I'm making is, I'm reading from the article, PLP preparing to launch campaign on Labor Day. You understand what I'm saying? I'm reading from the article. I'm only reading what was quoted in the article. $150 for their convention dues. The second prize is $650 to the branch that brings the second most, and the third prize will be $350 for the third winning branch. I don't think this article specifies that this is for the party or for the march. That's we assume it's for the march. But I just want you to know that when you say that I was wrong, let me tell you the source where I found the information. Yeah.
But this is my question, gentlemen. How are the the representatives of PLP getting there to the march? I wanted to confirm that buses are being rented to assist them getting to the march.
Okay. Well, persons are being taken to the march. Well, they're asking people because when you were talking about going down in the area where the parade starts, there's absolutely no parking whatsoever, and then your vehicles will not be safe. So what we ask our people to do is park your vehicles at Clifford Park, okay, and the buses will take you to the beginning of the parade, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, when you come at the end of the parade, your vehicle is already there. And you have the police station right in the vicinity of Ahwaki where there will be a regular patrol, so your cars will be safe. The whole idea is to of the buses is to have the people park at Clifford Park, which is the end of the parade, okay, and then to be bused down where the beginning of the raid is at Columbus Primary, where there's absolutely no parking for people's vehicles, and nobody's there to watch their vehicles if they leave their vehicles down there at Columbus Primary. Or
y'all could afford to hire a couple of security guards, man.
Sir?
I said y'all could afford to hire a couple of security guards. And I imagine that you would be...
We could afford to do a lot of things, but what sense is there in putting your vehicles down there when you could just put your vehicles down at Clifford Park and be bused down?
Because you want to make the Prime Minister's birthday accessible to as many people as possible, so you don't want to hog up the parking that will be available there if you could organize other parking options.
That's the whole idea. He's sharing his birthday with the nation.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We don't want to go there. Here's another question I have for you. Seeing that the decision was made to keep the date, if y'all considered that there may be a conflict, that the optics may not look good to everybody, y'all decided you're going to do both things on the same day. You're going to have the Prime Minister's birthday party, and you're going to launch your campaign on the Labor Day parade, on that day, on the Labor Day, right? Not on. I don't know, maybe y'all do it on the parade, I don't know. Here's my question to you. Would it be unreasonable for members of the public to ask for a public report, a tabled document that shows that the PLP used their money and not state coffers for this celebration and these activities? Would it be unfair of members of the public to say, we would like the PLP to show us how they paid for their event?
That would not be unfair at all. And by all means, Ms. Green, the PLP under no circumstances is using public funding to do any of this.
That's good, but justice must be done.
And it can be laid out simply. It can simply be laid out. There's no issues or difficulties
all right
with that.
One more question before I go. Would the PLP be prepared to concede, to give up some space, and print black and white T-shirts that say PLP stand with Labour and wear the traditional, what the unionists say is the traditional colors for Labour Day? Would the PLP be willing to do that?
Ms. Green, that is an unreasonable thing to ask, considering that the PLP colors is gold, yellow, or blue. Okay, now...
Would you could put gold, yellow, or blue on, you could... the PLP on the black and white T-shirt could be in gold, yellow, and blue?
Well, Ms. Green, listen. The thing is, what doesn't make sense to me is if this is a union parade, mm-hmm. and you got a union umbrella, which is boycotting their own parade. Mm-hmm. Now, the union is throwing a party. Hold on. They're throwing a party where they invite the nation to come to a party, right? Which is a Labor Day parade.
No, that's not what the Labor Day parade is. A party.
Okay.
Although y'all is party it up, it's not a party.
For workers. Ma'am, it's a celebration for
it's
workers.
It's a commemoration. These parades hold many spaces.
However you put it, if you, who are in charge of labor, all right, decide that you're going to boycott your own Labor Day parade, all right, because of a political organization, then you are not really for the people you say you are for.
That's one position.
It is more personal. It is more personal than it is for the general public, okay? Because you cannot get what you want for your own personal agenda. You are going to sabotage your own Labor Day parade. That speaks volume to your people, okay? That's to let your people know that you are not really about them, but you're about yourself.
Thank you, sir.
All right? Because you should not, under no circumstances, abandon and boycott your own parade.
Thank you, Mr.
Because
Kemp.
Because of a political organization.
Thank you, Mr. Kemp. Mr. Nuri, any more questions?
No, I appreciate Mr. Kemp giving his commentary. I have no problem with the PLP marching. It's politics. It's political season. I expect all these things to happen. Who vex, vex?
Thank you, Mr. Kemp.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good morning. Here's something from the text line. Oh, and producer, caller, we're coming to you in a second. Morning, Aaron. The government should never agree to fix any union building that's garbage. Aaron, tell him to let no one in the PLP to wear their colors and also the FNM. I think a great move.
They're a political party.
But they could still, the PLP on the shirt could still be in yellow and blue or yellow and aqua.
They want to be blue.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning. Wait till you see the next question I have on the deck, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, caller.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on Mr. Kemp. It's like you explained to him that all of the complications of the birthday thing and all that, but he just refused to listen. Like, they're here just one way.
Yeah. Well, at least the interrogation has been put on the table and others could hear it, right? There are conflicts that arise. And in a small place where you cannot avoid conflicts of interest, you have to have mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest. And one of those mechanisms is transparency. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you much, caller. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Wait till you all see the next question I have on the table. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey, Juan, the only reason why you see the PLP, them so got with the Labor Day parade,
mm-hmm.
is simply because, you know, because they have other days. The Prime Minister's birthday is on the Saturday right after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after all Saturday, they could party till you know, till 1999, and then go home and sleep on Sunday and Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But all the reason why they doing it simply because they have to see the public ain't really wouldn't really be going out to see them per se. They going out there to really participate inside the actual Labor Day parade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the PLP wanna piggyback on that atmosphere, because they know if they have an event all by themselves, right, it would not be
the optics would not be good.
Just like the Free National Movement, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Now, mind you, I had a caller, but I beg to differ. The PLPs go pick up their people, and they come in droves.
And see, I don't want buses, because surely you have a lot of members who are workers, are some of the hardest workers in the country that don't drive. They're going to need transportation to get to the march.
My concern is you're getting pick up from your constituency office. My concern is when is constituency money is being used.
Yeah, and that's what I think, that's people's concerns when you sort of conflate what should be a national thing with a political thing, and how is the money spent?
I'm still not sure if the Bermuda trip finished paid for yet. See, I saw flashback.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up with Mr. Kemp. Somebody say when you're arguing with fools from a distance, persons can't tell who is who. Text, I tell you, I can read it. The text says the black shirt idea is a good idea. I think the PLP would make a great move if they concede black and white t-shirts with the PLP.
You are forgetting the PLP's audience. The PLP audience is for their membership. Their membership one wear the gold and the aquamarine or blue.
Another text here that says it would be unusual to print PLP t-shirts in black and white since the PLP color is gold. He early apologized to Ms. Wilson for inadvertently using her image in a flyer. Not because he didn't mean anything by it. That's not what he said. What he said was that he had acknowledged that he had the final say on the flyer, that he looked at it before he signed off on it. But in those moments, he didn't realize who the person was. He didn't realize that that was Miss Wilson in the image. That's what he said.
And I think the graphic artist knew who it was. And the graphic artist, knowing campaigning, was brilliant. It is intentional. And the wave that it caused, that's what they were looking for. Mind you, as the chairman, Mr. Kemp might not recognize it, but the graphic artist is astute. It was a brilliantly placed picture. It caused momentum and wave, got excitement, and it caused exactly the emotions that the PLP wanted.
It was an excellent political move. Yeah, very savvy, move. Right? Savvy. But that's why we need people whose job it is to ask and answer the ifs. Mm-hmm. What if, what if, what if? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry, I missed you, caller. Okay, Ms. Neer, I told you. Oh, the person said I missed the most important point from the text. She had on a gold dress. It was a cultural costume. We all seen that design before.
Yeah.
That's a cultural costume, okay.
And the graphic artist realized that and said, oh, I got one.
Right.
And he capitalized on it. It was brilliantly done, especially for those people who spin and do political antics. It was a good political antic.
Security guard instead of police officers guarding car parked wherever. I thought we are Bahamians first, then workers. We all support different political parties with different views. But on the Labor Day parade, you're all workers first. You're all Bahamians. Well, you're all workers and then Bahamians first, right? Because if people who are in the country legally and are working legally, they should be able to participate in the parade as well and support the rights, right? Wouldn't that be a great move that people who are here on contract, like, they support the rights of Bahamian workers? Because what they're saying is, my presence in the country should not disadvantage you as a worker in your own country. Mm-hmm. Right? See, this is what happens when you start asking and answering the what ifs, the what ifs, the what ifs. Good morning, caller.
And how are you this morning?
Good, thank you.
I wasn't being aggressive with you the last time. That's just the way I speak, okay? I apologize if you took it in the wrong light, okay?
Yes, sir. No problem.
Okay, what I wanted to say, Mr. Ferguson and those, I was on the radio earlier. He's speaking about the Memorandum of Understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him how long was the Labor House the way it was, and he said it was established about 50 years ago. So I asked him one question. I said, you mean to tell us Bahamians that the trade union Congress that occupies the Labor House hasn't done any renovation to the Labor House from that time to this time, and you want the workers to go to that old dilapidated building to talk about having a party on the outside? My God, man, you have to be better than that. It's cheaper to go somewhere else, because that building is a dilapidated building. Have you been to that building recently, Ms. Green?
I drive past it. I see it.
I've been there to take some letters.
Ain't nobody in there. Ain't nobody in there. You telling me that you went inside?
But why would you want the workers... if you say you care so much about the workers, you're collecting a stipend from the workers, and you can tell me you can't spend $2,000 to at least paint the outside of the building?
I can do you one better.
Go ahead.
You're a union, which means that you have a whole bunch of workers with you, right?
Yes.
You're telling me you couldn't find the technical expertise within your union to repair the building all on your own?
Exactly. And he's basically indirectly stating that he's boycotting because... The Memorandum of Understanding was a live up to, especially pertaining to renovating that building. Come on, man.
Well, let's just say that we could infer. It's not unreasonable for someone to infer that. Let's say it
no,
like
I
that, right?
No, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not unreasonable for the PLP, who has been doing this for over 40-plus years, going on the Labor Day parade in their paraphernalia. It's not unreasonable for that either.
Well,
all of a sudden,
I say
he wants his union wants the persons to put on black and white, but the other unions are not agreeing. They're going on the Labor Day parade
in their own color,
their paraphernalias in their particular colors.
Yeah.
Now, let me make this distinction. It's me. I will agree that you can't extend my critique to Obi Ferguson, right? I'm saying it for me. Right. I want people to know that I understand that mm-hmm. I have been critiquing the colors, the participation for a couple decades now.
Yes, ma'am.
But it is obvious that it appears on the surface that O.B. Ferguson's union has been complicit with this culture for a long time. So I see the critique. I understand it. I just wanted you to know that I understand
what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
You're correct in that. But at the end of the day, why would, if you so much care about the workers, why would you want to take them around something that is dilapidated and talk with you and want to praise something that's dilapidated? You couldn't take $2,000 to paint the building before Labor Day?
Well, listen, here's the thing. It could be a good move, but you're either going to fail or you're going to rise on it. Right? If you can't use that moment to inculcate within your members a passion and a drive and an ambition and a commitment to doing it themselves without the government, because that's what you need, right?
Yeah.
You need everybody on your team to understand that while the government is obligated to do it throughout whatever the terms of their little agreement is or whatever, that you yourselves have the capacity to do it without them.
Yes, you can stand alone.
Get it done.
Yes, ma'am. And you have enough sufficient workers. You don't know who is a painter, who is a mason, who is whatever. But if you say you represent a union, you're supposed to know that some of those persons are those particular persons, you are the expertise you need to do this particular job.
Yes, sir.
But at the end of the day, also, I heard they're saying that the PLP is launching a campaign on Labor Day.
Yes.
Yes, they're launching a campaign on Labor Day on Clifford Park after the parade, not on the parade.
Yeah, but is it the Prime Minister's birthday or is it Brave Davis' birthday?
It's a celebration for the Prime Minister's birthday at the same time.
If it's a celebration for the Prime Minister's birthday, then it needs to be a national event. If we celebrate in Brave Davis' birthday, PLP could do what they want.
Yeah, but all is invited. He didn't say just PLPs, no, all are invited. They're asking all who want to come out on the Labor Day parade to put their certain different constituency to pick up the persons who live in those different constituencies. They didn't say just PLPs, you know.
Listen, I know, I gotta go. And
all right,
the next thank you, sir. The next time we talk, I can tell you about how I almost get run out of a constituency meeting at QC, my old school. I act like I own that. And my good cousin, Loretta Butler Turner, had to save me and tell them, no, she ain't asking anything wrong. She ain't saying that. I almost get run out of QC, my own school, my own constituency meeting. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Madam Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How you do?
And good morning to your co-host, if you have any. Yeah, this Grammy boy, GNN. Let me tell you something. It baffles me. Let's just say we had 10 behemoths, living behemoths, and that's all. And certain situations present themselves. You know what we would get out of those 10 behemoths?
Mm-hmm.
9.5 of them. Disingenuous, dishonest, tell lies, and all kind of things when we headed for a brick wall. No, nobody is saying that the Labor Day march can encompass political parties. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is take off the political colors. Take them off. Everybody can participate. Everybody in the PLP and PLP.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them is this, some of them is that, some of them is the next thing. And it's disingenuous for anybody to call you and rail against that kind of thing. Everybody can participate, Aaron Green. And the thing about it is, the biggest purveyor of this thing is the one who started it, who on the radio shows now trying to talk against it because his political party. See, he ain't have an F and M.
Don't call nobody name, please.
I ain't calling nobody name. He ain't have an F and M. They ain't have you. They ain't have me. They have one party. How many parties in this country? So that tells you it's political. You understand? I could fix the problem, then run on. You understand me? But let's fix the problem once and for all. PLP, if you want to come on the Labor Day parade, fine. FNM, COI, and whoever else, plus workers. But let's make it mandatory that on Labor Day, on the parade, you cannot wear political color T-shirts like when we have in general elections. You can't go in the bath at 6 o'clock, or you cannot wear political paraphernalia on your job. Let's fix it. Go in the House of Assembly, make the laws that on Labor Day, anything other than political colors. Thanks for taking GNN call.
Absolutely. Listen, and look, you know how much money they could make? I would buy a T-shirt just to have it, commemorative. I would buy a T-shirt just to have it as a commemorative T-shirt, right, to put in the archives, to document.
When the unions can decide to march together as one, that could happen.
All right. Let me run through the text line. The hijacking of Labor Day is deliberate to occupy the news cycle with nonsense while the PM passing a budget for expletives. We go into a break. When we get back from the break, I'm going to finish the text line. And then we going on a cruise. At least if you like me enough to make me one of your four when you win. Serenade of the Seas. I'm coming for you. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. You're on the clock with Erin Green.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what's happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Snook.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Good morning and welcome back. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Four, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025, drawing on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun, and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply, airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included. Okay, so maybe tomorrow we're going to get to this article. Consider this. Is it time we rethink what we pay our leaders? Now, when I say article, what I mean is it's a letter to the editor. It's in today's, I think in today's Guardian, maybe even today's Tribune. It was posted yesterday on Eyewitness News platform. It's written by His Excellency Sebastian Bastien. Consider this. Is it time we rethink what we pay our leaders? I've been considering it every day, sir. Let me just tell you. It's on my mind every day. And until the powers that be figure out how the Public Disclosure Commission functions and how to publish public declarations, we will continue to consider whether it's time to rethink what we pay our leaders. Okay, here's the text line. The PLP, we can talk about that probably tomorrow. The PLP is systematically taking away the significance of Labor Day. This is a day set aside to celebrate the workers of the country. Why does everything have to be political? This should be the day when all political parties should put aside their differences and march in solidarity for the benefit of the workers. Producer, you have time to go to the phone line? Call if I go to this phone line. I need 30 seconds of your best stuff. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Erin. 30 seconds of my best stuff.
Good morning, sir.
Erin.
Yes.
In line with what the ambassador, the question the ambassador raised that you carry as well, I believe
it's empirical. It's critical as it relates to leaders, not only in government, but within government organizations, that we have that accountability factor at every step of the way as it relates to performance and execution. That's a big part of why we continue to see the same problems reoccur over and over and over and over again. There is nothing to hold them to account to as a result of failure or lack of performance. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Boy, Antoine, look here, you run me so hard, but you were so articulate with it, I can't even get mad. Oh, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, because let me show you a vibe. I drive past a building every day. It has some of the highest paid people in the country in it, I sure of. And listen, those people can't figure out how disabled parking spots work. They get paid very well, so y'all don't come around here telling me about the high pay leads integrity.
What is the richest country in our hemisphere?
Is it the U.S.?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know how much they pay their senators?
How much?
$174,000. Less than what is being suggested by the good ambassador. And they're rich.
Listen,
I wonder how much their economy.
They can't manage. They can't manage what we're paying them now. Mm. They can't figure out how to declare it and have it published. They can't manage it now. Their politicians, see, this is what happens when your bosses try to make you hold the weight. That's when they play this game. Then it falls on y'all, like y'all don't know how to fill out public declaration forms. I mean, some of y'all don't obviously know how to fill out public declaration forms. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. There's a lot wrong with the PM wanting to celebrate his B-Day on Labor Day. He is following similar trends of the POTUS. Bayman should be very vigilant and concerned with this deliberate action. Here's another text. We are not overthinking. PLPs are wrong for wanting to do these events on Labor Day. This event chairman is making excuses. I ain't gonna say that.
It's political season, man. These things are expected.
What does the boycott have to do with your question, Aaron? He deflected. Answer the question on why you can't put the color aside. That was from Mr. Kemp. Aaron, tell that man stop it. No, because me and him row before. I have to be easy. And I'm glad that he called. And, I mean, he said some good things. I think the apology to Belinda, there's a perfect...
Yes, that was nice.
Yeah, man. The political party is literally trying to take over the Labor Day parade. They aren't marching with it's taking over... I don't know why I texted. Good morning, Aaron and CA. It is a shame that PM Davis is trying to replace Randall Fox Labor Day celebration with his birthday and campaign launch.
I was amused when they had both Randall Fox and the Prime Minister picture in the flyers.
No, man. They doing that thing like in the States when they having a big bashment party and then they on Martin Luther King Day and then they put his face on the flyer with the girls with no pants on. Hey, Aaron, black might not be the best color. Isn't that the COI color? They are still technically a party. But didn't Labor have black and white before the COI? I just saying historically, but I appreciate the point that you're making. The PLP audience is the Bayman people at this time as they are the governing party till they call the election, LOL. I mean, everybody, the Baymans are hilarious in general. The PLP said they just hilarious are. Aaron, why are we celebrating Labor Day and the government didn't do us no justice in the VAT? It was 0% on medicine and bread, food. Now it's 5%. What are we celebrating? Oh, I'm all out of time. I'm so sorry, Texas. I'm so sorry to the person on the phone line. Tomorrow, consider this is the time we rethink what we pay our leaders. And then Mr. Newry, I sure somebody told me that Randall Folk said that, you know, upon further consideration, maybe he should have stuck with the UBP.
Could have never happened.
I have to, it's in the book somewhere, and I have to find it. If you have that in the book somewhere, call the show tomorrow. Read the excerpt for me. I got to find that. I got to find out if he said that.
Could have never happened.
I mean, would you have thought Martin Luther King Jr. would have said, I fear I integrated my people into
yes,
a burning house?
Yes, I
could have
seen that.
Yeah, could have.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
The subjugation that the black behemoth was having at that time, for him to do that would have caused chaos. He's a different temperament.
Okay, I thought you was doubting that he would consider it. Okay, we are off the clock right now. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Yeah.
I told you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.